Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm an alcoholic. My question is, when did I realize that the drinking problem could be solved? I realized that there was a solution to alcoholism only after I really truly learned what alcoholism was. I always knew that I was different. I always knew that I didn't drink like other people, but I didn't understand that other people didn't feel the same way that I did when I drank or when I didn't drink. I always knew that there was something wrong because I loved drinking. You know, people would say, oh, you know, why are you drinking at 8 a.m.? I'm like, I don't know, Brenda, probably an alcoholic. Why are you not drinking at 8 a.m.? Drinking is amazing. So I always knew there was something wrong with me, but I didn't see what the problem was. And I didn't understand that drinking alcoholically didn't matter how much I was drinking. It wasn't based on how much I drank. And that's what I always thought. Well, I must be an alcoholic because I drink so much, but strange because it doesn't really matter. Because alcohol worked for me. Alcohol worked when my baseline of being sober was restless, irritable, and discontent. As soon as I drank, I was happy, joyous, and free. Alcohol worked to change the way that I felt inside because when I was sober, that was the real problem. It worked for a really long time until it didn't. And when alcohol stopped working, it looked like I was restless, irritable, discontent, sober. And I was also restless, irritable, discontent, drunk. And the pain of living and the pain of drinking were completely unbearable. So when I came crawling in on my hands and knees to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and a woman who was armed with some facts about herself offered to take me through the steps, I had nowhere else to go. You know, I didn't think it was going to work. And I wasn't exactly sure what this alcoholic thing was. I just knew I drank a lot. And the very first day of my sobriety, she came to my house and she opened the big book and read the words phenomenon of craving. And I knew in 1 second that I had that. No one, no therapist, no counselor, no rehab had ever said the words phenomenon of craving before. And even though it was a $2 word, I instantly knew that I had that. She said that she had that and that AA is not going to treat that. And if that was the only problem that we had, we could just not drink. But then we read more about alcoholism and I realized that I have this peculiar mental twist that means that I will continue to change my mind and pick up a drink. And when I start, I can't stop comfortably and I will do that again and again until I die and I will drink myself to death. And up until this point, the woman sitting across from me was happy, joyous, and free. And I didn't believe for a second that she had what I had. But she said that she had this and that she no longer felt that way. And her confidence, her facts about alcoholism, which no one had ever said before, won my confidence over in a matter of hours, what people couldn't do for 35 years. And all I knew was that if I looked at this scientifically, that if I did what she did, X, then I would get what she got, Y. And my experience was simply that if this woman said that she felt the way that I felt drunk and sober, but she no longer changes her mind or thinks about drinking anymore simply by following the instructions in the book, even if it was only to prove her wrong, I was hopeful that if I did those things, I too would get that result. So I put my head down and I did the things. And somewhere between 5 and 8, just like promised, the compulsion to drink for me was removed. And just like promised, all the promises came true in my life that the book said to me, you know, it's been years and years and the thought to drink hasn't returned. And I still know and still realize that there is a solution to alcoholism. Thank God for that.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.